I'm so excited you're joining me for Glorious Living. Today, we're going to be studying the Word of God. So get your Bibles and get ready and expect to receive. I'm so glad you're joining me today in Studio C, and Chrissy and I are here together just to meet with you and pray with you and study with you.
And study with you. Miss Kathy, I love being with you in beautiful Studio C, and just living a glorious life is meant for you and for me, and that's just so exciting to talk about it here today.
It is, and you know, it's all founded on the Word of God. Without Jesus, without the Word of God, we wouldn't know that we could even have a glorious life.
That's right. I love Jesus so much, don't you? If you love Jesus, type it in the comments. I love Jesus, and I love what He's doing in the earth and how so many people are on fire for God, and it's just contagious.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking this morning how before I heard the gospel the way I did, I watched Billy Graham on TV. You may have heard my testimony. Heard the gospel, responded to the prayer time, and my life was totally transformed from that moment on. You know, I jumped in with both feet.
I wanted everything God had. You sure did, Miss Kathy. And that's awesome to know that you got it through a television ministry, and that's what you're doing now.
That's why we're so excited that you're watching today. I know personally the potential impact that watching the gospel, hearing the gospel, even through it may be TV, it may be through your iPad, you may have us on the phone right now.
We're accessible.
But God's Word is getting to people. It got to me the same way through watching television. I may have even been a black and white TV in a hotel room, but it totally radically changed my life. And this is why we do what we do. We know the importance of the gospel, how God wants everyone to hear it. Why? Because it can help you to live a great life. In fact, that's what we're going to study about today. We're going to study about living heavenly days on earth.
Ooh, I want some of that. Our heavenly days on earth, that it is possible to live heavenly days
on earth.
That
is so true. We're going to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and do some studying right here.
I love studying with you, Miss Kathy. It's always good stuff.
You know, because when I always think of this old Pentecostal term, because when I got saved, I was a Catholic. I grew up Catholic. Justin and I were married in the Catholic church, but I really was not what they would call a good Catholic. Mm-hmm. I didn't really go to church much, maybe once a year, twice a year, just to wear the dress.
Oh, you know, Christmas and Easter, usually that's when it is.
Yeah. But when I got born again, I started reading the Bible, finding out all that was available to me. In fact, I actually read the Gideon Bible that was in the hotel.
Yes.
And so I just was so radically changed, but I wanted everything. And whenever I got in the presence of God later, started finding out more things about God, I love this phrase I heard the old Pentecostals would say, heaven came down, kissed the earth, and I got caught between the smacks.
It's awesome. I get caught between that's a good place to be.
I know. I believe that's what happened to me when, even it was a simple, I was all by myself in the hotel room with my little daughter. Jody was about a year and a half old at that time. Jody was just recently here on our program.
Yes, on the last
one. She's a grown-up woman.
She's so, so wise, too. And so she was with you that day.
She was with me, and I remember just kind of rocking her to sleep on the bed. And then I prayed that prayer, and it was like that. Heaven did come down. Heaven touched my heart. I felt like I got caught between the smack. God kissed my heart. I would not go back. I mean, it's been over 50 years now, of course, since 1973, and it gets sweeter every single day.
That's right. And God put a passion in you to pray for your family, especially your husband, who we all know, Brother Jesse, and you were just on fire from God from that moment.
Yes. In fact, I have often told people, in fact, I was recently at a church somewhere, and we were talking about Jesse's testimony afterwards with the pastor in Detroit, Michigan, and he would say, you know, people always told me when I got saved, why don't you just leave that trash? In fact, my mother told me that
all the time. Mama.
Why don't you just leave him?
It was hard, though. It was a hard time those first few years
of
marriage.
Well, you know, it was, but then they told me that after I got born again, they said, you have scriptural rights to leave him because of the things that are going on. He broke the covenant, that kind of thing, but I felt like that time was different for me because I felt like I had hope. Amen. I had something that could change not just my life, but his life as well. Amen. And I believe God gave me that mandate to believe for him. And less than about 2 years later, we were watching Billy Graham again. I said, Jesse, why don't you watch TV with me? And some of you may have heard this testimony, but it never gets old
for me. And I never get tired of it either.
And so he said, why would I want to do that? And I told him, you know, it was just a logical thing. I said, well, look at the TV. Look, he's got a whole stadium full of people. He must be saying something. Mm-hmm. And so he's pulling more people than you are.
That was the key right there. It made him
really want his attention.
I didn't
realize those words would catch his attention quite that way, but God did. Mm-hmm. I believe even then as a baby Christian, God gave me the words to say, the words to pray. You know, and he can do the same thing for
Amen.
You. No matter what you're facing today, God can give you the words to pray and the things to do and how you can stand in the gap for those that you're believing God for. I believe that the message today, all we're talking about, will be a blessing to you as we study the Word of God. But that's, remember when Jesse listened, he prayed that prayer with Billy Graham
Come on. His heart.
He got up and went to the bathroom because he didn't want me and Jody to see him cry.
Yeah.
And he just gave his life to God right there in the hotel room.
That's amazing.
And the rest is history.
It sure is. Almost 50 years of ministry,
preaching.
Yeah. I just think that God is so good. And wherever you are, when you said hope, that you have a hope now, if you're hopeless watching, you feel like this is impossible, heavenly days on earth, this is impossible, you're going to find out that it is so possible with
God. That is so true, because God is not holding back all the good stuff until we get to heaven. Mm-hmm. He always has had a plan for his children to live an abundant, overflowing life on earth. And Jesus taught us to pray that, he says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think everybody that's a Christian, maybe a lot of the Catholics, of course, they are taught to memorize that prayer.
Right.
They call it the Lord's Prayer in some places. But it's Jesus wanted us to pray that God's will be done on earth.
As it is in heaven. And Jesus doesn't lie. So that's the truth right there.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to turn to Old Testament scripture to do our study today. And I have mine in the iPad, and I gave Christy my notes.
I love her
notes.
So
she's going to follow along in
that.
So
good.
So maybe you have a Bible. You can get a highlighter or a pen, maybe some notes, because I believe the Holy Spirit, as we share what's on our heart, the Holy Spirit's going to put something on your heart that you're going to want to remember and go back and study on a little later after this is done.
Yeah, so rich and full of revelation. It's going to transform your life today. I believe it.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. And so Deuteronomy chapter 11, that is in the Old Testament, of course, for those of you who are just new to the Bible, because the Bible tells us that just before going in to possess their promised land that flowed with milk and honey, Moses gave the Israelites a detailed instruction from God about how to enjoy heavenly days.
Wow.
And so we're going to begin reading in verse 18. That's Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. Chrissy's going to read for
us. Yes, ma'am. It says, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and yet shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Well, that's a blessing right there. That's so full of divine blessing and favor.
Yeah, it shows you what God's will is.
Yes.
God really wanted them to have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, days of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
That land of milk and honey that he had promised them.
That's
that he would lead them to. Mm-hmm. Instead of milk and honey, I think of creme de glace.
Yeah, that's some good stuff right
there.
Ice
cream. Yeah, but it's whatever's sweet, whatever's precious.
Yes.
God doesn't want to give us a hard life. He wants his children to live heavenly days while still on the earth.
Yes.
You know, and although the devils deceive people, Chrissy, you know, the Bible makes it clear that God wants us to live a long and prosperous life.
Yeah, and it's for us and it's for our children and our children's children.
Yeah.
And to me, that as a mama now, just thinking about that, this is a good life that I can possess, that I can teach my child and she can teach my grandchildren one day. And it just goes on and on. That favor never runs out when it's God's will for us.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it gets me all stirred up. I'm excited about this.
I love that. And I hope you're going to, I want to point out something to you, because God's promise in Deuteronomy 11 is conditional.
Mm.
If they wanted to be blessed in the land that flowed with milk and honey, they would have to follow his detailed instructions.
That's good, because sometimes we can just ask and ask and not do anything ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. When he's called us to walk in his ways. And
yeah, he doesn't just tell you to do it without showing you how.
Yeah.
And so this passage of scripture we just read, we're going to break it down into three different points, because there's, like, I noticed in this when I was studying it, reading that one day, that God really gave us a three-step plan. We're going to go through each one of them. So make sure that you pay close attention, because God has a great plan for your life. In fact, you were brought here on purpose.
I believe God
brought you here. It's no accident that you're watching today.
That's right.
God wants you to know that you can live a heavenly life right here on earth. Maybe you're today, maybe you feel like your life is hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people that are caught in that trap.
Yes.
And they're not sure how to get out. Well, the Word of God is what what will get you out of That's whatever right. problem that you're in.
Yeah, and you're taking the first step right now just by watching this program. You could have mm-hmm. turned on any old thing. You could be scrolling Instagram, looking at TikToks or whatever, but you decided to really get filled up with the Word of God, something that's everlasting upon everlasting. Mm-hmm. So good for you. You're going to get changed today. It's going to be great. I love it.
Okay, so step one is keep God's Word first. Keeping mm-hmm. God's Word first and foremost is the only way for anyone to find true success mm-hmm. in life. And God instructed the children of Israel to do that in verse 18. Yeah. Go ahead and reread that again, that
part. Yes, ma'am. It says, lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. I love how the Lord puts that, like as frontlets between your eyes. It's this close. It's uh-huh. right there that you can't get rid of it. It's right in front of your face. And how many times we get so distracted mm-hmm. with the noise of the world that we often forget. We read and we read and then we just go into those old nasty habits and, yeah. and give in to the devil. We can't do that anymore.
No, you have to realize that really, it's your choice mm-hmm. what you're going to put in front of your face. All of us, like you said earlier, that you could have been looking at TikTok or something
yeah,
else.
Exactly.
You chose to put the Word of God, someone that would teach you the Word of God. And yeah. this is a safe place.
Yes.
Anything that you hear on Jesse Duplantis Ministries site, whether you're watching on YouTube yeah. or Facebook, all the platforms.
Or TikTok, because we're on there too.
Yes, we are. And I think we're on Rumble.
Yes,
and
we are. Also, we're everywhere.
Of course, especially on the JDM app, that's mm-hmm. a totally safe place because we don't have any commercial interruptions
Family
or anything
friendly.
Like
yeah,
that.
It's
Family
great.
Friendly. It's always going to be a great place, but that's where you're going to find out all the good stuff.
That's right.
And that's why we put it there. So this is a safe place. So I'm so glad you found us.
Yes.
Some of you are finding us for the first time. I keep saying that, but I feel a sense in my heart that there's somebody there that God has just drawn you to this teaching. And that's because God has a plan for your life. So you've made a good choice. So the main choice is keeping God's Word first.
Yeah.
And this is what we're proclaiming today. We've already read the scripture, but we're going to go into other things today. But years ago, I saw people wearing this little bracelet. I never had one, but it was a WWJD.
Oh, what would Jesus do, yeah. Grace? I had a few of those.
Uh-huh,
I lost them. I always. That's why I needed multiple of
but
them.
But it was a reminder, because a lot of people still wear those little rubber bracelets.
Yeah.
They wear different things that as a reminder of something that's precious to them.
Yeah.
But when the teenagers would wear them, they brought them to, you know, when you're thinking about doing something that maybe God wouldn't be pleased with. Look at your bracelet. What, yeah. Would Jesus do that?
Yeah, and usually it was no. He wouldn't.
The answer was no.
But I love that too. It's just a little reminder to like, what would he do in this situation? Mm-hmm. How many times we look to other people or get advice from people, which is good. We should seek wise counsel, but really going straight to the Word is the key to success
yeah,
in everything.
When you're in the Word of God, you don't have to guess about what Jesus would do because you read about what Jesus did.
Yeah.
What did Jesus do? What did he do when he was here? He was a good. He walked in love. He was.
Yes.
He brought the good news to people.
Yes.
He delivered people that were in bondage. He brought divine healing. Healing is God's will.
That's right.
You could pray for your own self, or you could pray for someone else, and see God touch people's lives and heal their bodies.
Yeah, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I mean, how great is that to reflect on mm-hmm. to get you out of a hopeless situation, so mm-hmm. that you can live heavenly days on earth.
That's right. And there's so many things available to help us to keep God's Word front and center. Like we said, all of our things we have here on our website and wherever it is that you're watching mm-hmm. this, but then we have CDs, DVDs,
books,
MP3s,
yes.
social medias, our television broadcast,
so
which just goes all over the world,
mm-hmm.
websites, all these different things, our Bibles.
Yeah, well, in fact, this
all of
very...
our books. In fact,
yeah.
our book... Right, my book right here.
We were on the same page just then. It's so good.
Well, the teaching that we're going in here today, teaching on today is
yes.
from my book.
It's chapter 8.
Chapter 8.
Yeah, You Were Designed for Glorious Living. And I love how we're doing this. We're taking teachings. We're putting them everywhere. So really, I mean, wherever you go, you're going to find material that's going to lift you up. It's going to strengthen you. And not only is it a teaching today, it's in the book, and it's also in our October magazine, which is so awesome to know that you can go online and read it. You can send a link to somebody. You can pass this magazine around to people. I often see comments of people who read the magazine and then they go into a doctor's office or they go somewhere and they just sneak it in the stacks just
yeah.
so that people can to stumble upon the Word of God and have their lives changed right there in the waiting room, knowing that they can be healed, they can be restored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of all of the things that we're doing at the ministry. I just love that. And then you have an opportunity to tap into all these things and more.
Right.
It's some good stuff.
Right. And also, I think it's probably in a message where I preach, where we have it on the app.
On the app, it's everywhere.
You just kind of, there's like a little search engine there in the app. And you just type in the word Heavenly Days, it'll probably bring you right up to either the article, it'll bring you the actual sermon message that maybe I've preached at different places. I'm not as familiar with all of that as I should be.
No, you're pretty good, Pastor Kathy. She's pretty good, and it's all available to you. So watch this and then go check out everything
else. And these are all tools that will help you to do step one, which is to keep God's word first.
Yes, amen.
That's the most important thing right here. And that's why it is step one, keeping God first. But the second step is also important if you want to make sure your life is not just about you. Other people are affected by your life. Step two is teach God's word to your children. Mm-hmm. This is that second step. And it's God's plan that he taught, that we just read earlier when we start, to teach them, to continually teach his word to their children.
That's beautiful.
And we found that in verse 19 of Deuteronomy chapter 11. And Chrissy's going to reread that verse again, just to remind you what it says.
Yes, and it says, "And ye shall teach them, your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." That reminds me of something I'm doing with Sophia now she's talking. Yeah. So we get in the car to go to Nona's house, and Nona's probably watching, "Hey, Nona." And we're driving. I said, "Okay, let's pray." So I said, "Dear God." And she goes, "Dear God." And she's repeating after me. Uh-huh. And then I say, "I love you, Jesus." And she says, "I love you, Jesus," in her own little baby language. She's working it out. And we say, "Amen." She goes, "Amen." And then she starts clapping. She goes, "Hooray." So that's how she ends her prayer. "Amen, hooray." Yeah. But to me, it's just, and it brings the biggest smile on my face knowing that, you know what? I'm training her early.
Yeah.
She was on the platform in the womb.
Those of you that may not be aware, that may be new, Chrissy's little girl is two years old.
2 years old. Yes, 2 years old. And like I said, I mean, she's getting it from every angle. We're praying. We're watching JDM messages. She's, you know, when I was pregnant for her, I was here and doing the work of the Lord and singing on the platform. So I want to make sure she knows the word so that when these trials come up in her life, she'll know how to shut it down with the word of God.
What an advantage she has. Mm-hmm. And it's because you as a parent want her to have a heavenly life.
Yeah, I do.
So think about what a heavenly life means when we say that phrase. Well, of course, if you read anything in the Bible, you read the book of Revelation talks about how wonderful heaven is.
Yes.
We all want to go there. And it's so beautiful to think that we can have that type of a life on earth. But you can't have it apart from Jesus. People try to do everything to make their life great. Maybe they have a great job. Maybe they get an education so they can have a great job and make good money. Then they have a great house and maybe they have family and all that. But if you don't have Jesus, you really are going to lose out. You may have a nice life on earth, but you won't have heaven. So this life is a temporary thing. So we want our children, we want everybody that we know to find out about the good things that God has for us here on earth as well as in eternity in heaven.
Yeah, be a walking billboard for Jesus so
that's
when
right.
people see you, they'll say, "What's something's different about you? What is it?" And you can share the gospel with them and how wonderful that can be.
Yeah, and if you're a parent, I know you understand this is how important this is. Most parents are good parents and they want their kids to have a better life even than they had.
Yeah.
And so you got to know Jesus when you were like 14, right?
I did.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of grew up in church, but you got filled with the Holy Spirit, born again.
It was actually here. It was absolutely awesome. I was raised Catholic, so I did. I always had a foundation. I knew who Jesus was, but he didn't really become real to me, and I felt the Holy Spirit here. They called it the Rockatorium back in the day at Covenant Church.
Yeah,
and I was just a young girl, and we had a guest speaker, and I just remember him looking at me, and I was praying silently to myself. My mom and my sister were having all these supernatural experiences, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and I was like, "Well, Lord, I want this, but I don't know if this is right or am I worthy?" And all these things were going through my young mind at the time, and he just stopped in his tracks and pointed at me, and he said, "You're going to get you're going to get filled. Don't worry about it. And it's going to happen like that." And when he snapped his fingers, I was instantly filled with the Holy Spirit. I was 14 years old, transformed here. And now it's amazing.
Now, did we have a guest speaker that day?
Yes, it was. It was Dean Sykes. Dean Sykes, who was
precious.
Amazing.
Yes.
And I've had an opportunity to meet him and tell him that story. Now it's just how God brings things full circle and how he used this church, this ministry. And now I met my husband here and I'm working here as manager, marketing manager, and want to show with you, Pastor Kelly. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what God knows. What He orchestrates things so beautifully.
And He does.
Thank you, God, that I had a praying mama who taught me and brought me here. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's so encouraging to know that if your children seem like they've messed up or they're not following in the ways that I taught them, and oh no, you have the promise down to 1,000 generations. You
that's
claim
right.
that, and you just wait for your miracle because it's coming.
Yeah.
I believe that fully.
You had a good mama. She wanted you to learn God's word.
I did. Yeah,
so that was
right.
step number two, teach God's word to your children.
That's right.
It's vitally important that our children see us pray in faith and declare God's mm-hmm. promises and through every circumstances in life. Because children are like little sponges. They soak up knowledge everywhere that they go.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that true?
It.
Instead of just learning the ways of the world, parents are instructed by God to train their children by the things that they of things of God by being a godly example.
Mm-hmm.
And that of the above verse that we talked about inspires parents to seize their opportunity to instruct their children.
That's so good.
In
yes,
fact,
ma'am.
I want us to read a verse in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that children follow their parents' example. If parents be an example. But this is a powerful verse. Why don't you read Proverbs
yes.
22, verse 6.
It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. There you go. I mean, that's a promise.
It's a great promise. And one commentary says that when you train up, it means to hedge in.
Uh-huh.
And when you train up or hedge in a child in the way they should go, when they're old enough to be responsible for themselves, they're going to stay on that path.
Yes, yeah.
I love that.
And it's to motivate and encourage you tonight to just embrace the
fact
that you got to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be hard sometimes when you're tired and you're growing weary, but you got to keep going.
Yeah. You know, kids thrive in when there's order.
Yes.
I think there's consistency. And the roller coaster life, it's hard for children to know where they're, what to do with their own life, but
yeah.
they learn by example. And the Dakes commentary talks about the way, when you train them up and the way they should go. The Dakes commentary literally means at the mouth of his path.
Wow.
And the idea seems to be that when he comes into his opening of the way, give him complete instructions on every step to take.
Wow.
I mean, we read in the scriptures in Deuteronomy, when you're walking down the street, when you're sitting down, when you're standing
yes.
up, all these different things. Use every example of life to teach them and train them and be an example. You know, a lot of parents try to shield their children from everything,
mm-hmm.
and it's good to protect them, of course. But whenever there's something happens that is unlike God or ungodly, you can still use that as an example of what not to do.
That's right.
And it really helps your children to know that. So they're not just cloistered away, but they will be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're not of it, but they'll be in it. So
that's
we
right.
need to teach them how to survive, and not just survive, but thrive. And live a heavenly life
yes.
on earth.
That's some good stuff right there. Mm-hmm. I hope you're enjoying this. I know I am. I'm getting a lot of good parenting tips too while Glory's living
you
today.
You know, and it's about consistency,
yeah.
being disciplined. In fact, I've often told Jody, I remember I learned this from my mother, and learning how important it is to stick to your word.
Mm-hmm.
If you say no, make sure you keep it. So be rare with your no's.
Yeah.
Because if you're not planning to reinforce that no, you probably shouldn't say it.
That's true.
Find another way to mold them or to train them.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's so important that we are responsible for the children that come into our lives.
That's a great step.
And not just the ones that we parent, but other children.
That's right.
People that are teachers and they, no matter what environment you're in, I'm a pastor, so there are people that are my children in the Lord
yeah.
in that way. So I'm responsible to get the Word of God into their lives. We need to stamp lessons on their souls to lead them into practice until it's a part of their life and part of their nature.
And we're doing that at Covenant Kids, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a few Sundays back, we had baptisms, and most of them were the kids
mm-hmm.
that made a decision for Jesus. And it's just so exciting to see them on that path, getting ready to live for Him and to be little lights in the world, because Jesus is coming back. I believe we're raising up little warriors for Christ.
Oh, that's so true,
mm-hmm.
so true. And we're going to move on to step three, because
yeah.
we're closing up. I think we have so much here, we're not going to be able to finish it all. We're going to have to continue.
Should we do a part two?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should.
I hope that you'll
good
enjoy
plan,
it.
Good plan.
Because I have so much. We're almost like halfway.
Yeah,
through
I know.
This,
I it's
think,
great.
Because it's important that we just linger and pause wherever the Holy Spirit leads us to do that.
I agree.
But before we close this first program, we're going to part one. We're going to go to step three and talk a little bit about
that.
And then we'll come back next week. But let's just look at step three is, Now, first, let's review. First, step one was keep God's word first. Mm-hmm. Step two was teach God's word to your children. And step three is place God's word over all that you own.
This is great.
I love this part. You know, this third step instructed the Israelites about placing God's word over everything they own. And they had a little device later on that was developed. I have a few at my house. I forget what they call it, but it was like a little device that you would put paper inside, and they put it in the door frame, and they touch it. I don't know if you ever saw that old movie of Ben-Hur.
Yes.
But when Ben-Hur goes into the house, he touches that. Yeah. And that was one of the things that they did. They wrote the word. That reminded them that God's word is over this house.
Everywhere. That's beautiful.
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 20 again, Chrissy.
Yes, and it says, "And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates." How often we forget that, that it's the promises for us, it's for our children, it's for everything we own, and the blessing we should proclaim it over everything.
That's so true. In my house, I have a framed picture that's as I go out of the door into my garage every day, I'll see it. It says, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." That's a scripture.
Yes.
You know, and it's so beautiful that there is things like that. There's art that you can put out.
Yeah, that's right.
I have things that my sister has needle-pointed for me, and I've framed up.
That's right.
And it's beautiful that we do have these things. We can choose what's in front of our eyes instead of putting evil things or things that pull us in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Of course, there's beautiful things. Everything God created was beautiful, and the flowers and everything. You can have pictures of flowers. I'm not saying you have to have scriptures on every
yes.
wall.
Yes. No.
It is important.
It is.
I think it is. Putting the Word of God in front of your eyes will also help to reinforce your own standards of living. Each time you enter your door, you're going to see the Word, which will remind you to act on the Word. And since actions communicate louder than words, it's going to help you to make sure that the right message is getting out to those that are around you.
Yeah.
You send a message with your home. You create an atmosphere. You can have Christian music playing in your house.
That's right.
You can have a peaceful atmosphere, you know. And cookies are good, too.
Yeah, cookies are delicious as well.
Bake some cookies.
I love it so much. But it's so true. Even just putting crosses. I love having I have a decorative cross right when I walk into my home that my sister, we have the same one, and we have it right there by our door. And no matter what the world was going, what you were going through, anywhere else, when you walk in your door, you know, this is blessed, this is anointed, and I'm the leader of this household, you know, and I can decide today not to bring the chaos of the world into my world, which is my house, goes with our theme, create your world and walk in it.
That's
Why
so
not
true.
Make sure that everything you have has a stamp of Jesus upon it, and just know that the devil can't touch it. He can't enter your door. He can't bring his schemes and his tactics. You know, there was a movie I watched. It was a Christian movie. I forgot what it was called. But in the movie, the lady was pleading the blood of Jesus all over her house, and she was telling the devil to get out of here. And it was so empowering. I actually turned the movie off, and I started doing that.
You can decide what's on in your house, what you play on your television or listen to in the music.
Yeah. Exactly. So you have to shut it down. If you realize now that maybe there's things that shouldn't be there, or it's trespassing, or you're feeling that the Holy Spirit's not inundated throughout your house, you can decide today to say, no, I'm changing this. Mm-hmm. I'm making sure the Holy Spirit is present and He's there always.
That's so true. And this was part of the promise. And what you're doing is you're implementing things, and you could do this as well, whether you're at your house or at work or even in your car. I mean, how often have we seen cars with a Christian bumper sticker, but they weren't acting very Christian.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not enough to just put the symbols out. You know, people have the little fish on their car, and then they're flicking somebody the middle finger as they drive out. Don't do that.
What would Jesus do?
Well, no, he wouldn't do that.
Not that, He'd let me get over when I put my blinker on and be nice about it.
Every day we make choices that will determine whether we'll live a heavenly life or not.
Yes.
And I believe this teaching today is so far what we've done. We've just gone through half of it.
So good.
Will help you to recognize that you can live a heavenly life.
Yes.
And that God is giving you tools and steps that you can take to make, even if you may be going in the wrong direction, you can make a change and go in the right direction today. So when you cover all these three steps that we talked about, and there's so much more in the teaching, we're going to come back.
Yes.
But these three steps will affect you. First, they'll affect you, and then they'll affect your family, and then they'll affect the world around
you.
Because the first step, put God's first. That helps your life. Second step, it's your family. You teach the children, your children the word. And the third step, it's you put it on your doorpost so you can be a witness for Him.
I love
And so this affects your family, all the world around you. So when you cover each one of those areas with God's word, the promise of verse 21 belongs to you. Let's want you to read that before we close today.
The promise of verse 21, yes, that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth.
That's I love that.
Heaven upon the earth. That's awesome.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful promise.
Yes, it is.
And this was God's plan to bring blessing and increase into your life. It's His will for you to live long and prosper.
Yeah.
You can expect to live heavenly days on the earth.
That's it. Live long and prosper. Am I doing it right?
I think so. You're doing it better than me. That's a great, great plan. I'm so glad that you've watched us for this first half of our teaching on heavenly days on earth. And next week we'll be back. But before we do, let's just thank our partners for being a part of, for helping us to do what we do. Thank you, partners, for helping us spread the gospel. For 49 years now, we've been reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. And our partners have helped us do this every step of the way. So thank you, partners, for being a part of it. If you have not become a partner or God is leading you to help us to do what we do, you can, instructions about how to give will be on the screen for you. Just know that we pray for you and we trust God to lead and guide you and to bless you.
Yes.
Bless the seeds that you sow. We have that promise from heaven. And those of you that are maybe be watching with us now, God has ministered to you. I just want to, end in prayer before we close today. So Father, we are so thankful for every person that is watching along with us and studying your word together.
Yes.
Lord, help them today to realize that they can live a heavenly life right here on earth, that your word is filled with instructions. When they put your word first, they're able to live their life for you. And Lord, if they don't know you, Lord, reveal yourself to them right now, the way you revealed it to me way back in that hotel room in 1973.
Yes.
You can be with them right where they are and their lives will be transformed. Lord, let them believe in their heart and say with their mouth that you, that they are repent of their sin and they receive you into their heart. Bless them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And that's wonderful.
Ooh, I'm all charged up, Pastor Kathy.
I am too. We're going to come back. We're going to continue our study right here while we're at the table, but it'll be aired on the following week. So it's going to be good.
This is some good stuff. Mm-hmm. I hope you're enjoying it. I know I have been enjoying it.
Yeah,
so thank you so much, Pastor Kathy.
Thank you, Chrissy. And thank you for watching today. I'm so glad that you've come to back into Studio C with me. I hope that you'll join me next week for the conclusion of this beautiful teaching that we've been teaching on living a heavenly life right here on the earth. God bless you. See you next week.